This is an audio recording of the blog post School Roleplay, Waiting for Punishment by Girl on the Net. You'll stand in the corner until we're done here, he tells me. His voice is flat, almost a monotone, and it's doubly hard to assess how angry he is because I don't really know this man well. That's the thrill of it, really, not knowing how he'll react. He's a borderline stranger, and I deliberately riled him up in front of everyone. And now I'm standing in the corner with my nose pressed against the wall, my skirt hiked up around my waist like a naughty schoolgirl, and a good long wait while I anticipate what he might do. My heart beats in my throat, and with my face hidden like this, I grin. The following story involves school roleplay, albeit very unrealistic school roleplay, including corporal punishment. If that's not your thing, please click stop now. Everyone in this room is over 18, but technically this is school. And it's not really school roleplay in the realistic sense. We don't have actual lessons or neat handwriting or even proper uniforms. What we're wearing was cobbled together from vaguely school-looking things we found in the back of our work wardrobes. I'm wearing a white shirt sheer enough that if I'd ever worn it to real school, it would have guaranteed detention. Others are wearing ties they found in charity shops, or black leather skirts they've only worn to fetish clubs. We're sitting on comfy sofas in a living room, and although someone managed to get hold of what looked like old exercise books, we're scribbling on them as we lean on an oak coffee table, like we never did at actual school. There aren't any desks, but there is a whiteboard. Hurried shopping lists have been scrubbed away, and now teacher is writing parodies of lessons in wipe clean marker pen. To punish those of us who are naughty, and we're naturally competing to see who can be the naughtiest, in the corner of the living room, there's a pile of canes and floggers and tawses. In the other corner, there's me. It's school, sort of, but realistic it ain't. This school roleplay is more like an amateur dramatics group retelling of school, with a script that's been written over 6 bottles of wine on a horny afternoon in the pub. The teacher, for that's who he is a very tall man. A friend of one of my fellow students, chosen for the fact that he's naturally dominant and at least 20 years older than we are. We do like to make efforts towards realism, even though the results are hit and miss. Thanks to the fact that I was late this morning, the first time I met this teacher was when everyone was already in character. I'd run through to the kitchen mumbling, "Sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry," while he was taking registration. And then, once I'd squeezed myself into a short black business skirt, that sheer blouse, and a tie that I'd rescued from my scarpunk days at uni, I meekly tiptoed back into the room and took a seat next to another student on the sofa. And now I was in trouble. I can't remember what the final straw was, but something made him bark, "You, stand up. Get in the corner, now." I can't remember what it was I did, but I'm sure it was good. From the second I'd struggled into my uniform, I'd embraced every aspect of the naughty schoolgirl. When I was really at school, before I hit my 20s and just play-acted it for sexy fun, I would never have dreamed of talking back to a teacher. I was the good girl who handed my homework in, got A stars, and would have bitten her tongue off rather than giving a wrong answer. Detention was a word that filled me with genuine dread. But now it was all a game. And the aim of the game seemed to be to piss off the teacher as much as possible so he'd take you to the front of the class for a beating. I watched as first one student and then the other was singled out of our giggling misbehaviour and made to touch their toes in front of the class. I watched two of my good friends get thrashed, and even better, I got to hear the teacher actually call it thrashing, the way he would have if this were a scene I'd hunted for on a spanking porn site or conjured in my own pervy head. But when I acted out, apparently I needed more than a thrashing. Maybe I'd giggled more loudly than my peers, or perhaps I'd said something even ruder to the teacher than they did. Perhaps it was just the fact that I looked up at this distant, cold-seeming guy with big round eyes that simply begged him to do something to put me in my place. I don't know what I did. I can't remember, but something I did prompted him to bark, "You, stand up. Get in the corner now." And at this point, I get flustered, because this isn't quite what I'd expected. I'd expected the beating to come immediately. I flush a little bit as I stand and move over to the corner of the room, tugging my skirt down because it suddenly seems way too short now I'm here in front of everyone. "Pull it up," he tells me, "and put your face right up against the wall. Don't let your nose move from that spot. You'll stand in the corner until we're done here." And that's what brought me to this point, standing in the corner of the room with my skirt hitched up to the waistband to display my white cotton knickers, my nose pressed against the wall, and my pulse thudding hard in my crotch, eagerly awaiting my proper punishment. And of course, now I'm in the corner, that's all I can think of. The punishment. It's a deliberate, cheap, simple trick to get me horny, and it has worked exactly as well as he knew it would. I'm focused, anticipating it. I have nothing to stare at but the wall, nothing to hear but his sharp voice chastising other students and wrapping up the lesson, nothing to think about but the exact moment when the first stroke of the cane or flogger or tors or crop will land on my trembling flesh. This guy's good. He's a genius. Because as I'm waiting for the thrashing I've been angling for, he alludes to it with the other students and draws out the lesson to keep me in squirming torture for longer. "I'll deal with her after class," he tells the others. And as the lesson continues, every second of it feels tailored to me. Each time he threatens another student with a thrashing, I feel it's directed at me. When he calls on someone to give an answer and she gets it wrong, he tells her to hold out her hand and he lashes at it with a leather tors. Each stroke sounds like it's for me. I twitch in sympathetic response to the crack of the strap falling on her palm, and I count the strokes in my head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I shift from foot to foot, not daring to ask when it's my turn, never taking my nose away from the spot on the wall where he's placed me. Somewhere in the room, a mobile phone goes off, and we giggle at the interruption before the teacher barks at us to be quiet. "Right, lesson over," he announces abruptly. "All of you out." Dutifully, my 25 and 30-year-old friends gather school books and pens and exercise books filled with absurd make-work, and they file out of the room into the kitchen. They'll be able to hear what's happening from there. And in the kitchen, they'll break character and sip cider and wine while they gleefully listen to me getting thrashed. When the door closes, it's just me and the teacher. He stands in silence for what seems like forever while I count off the seconds in my head. One, two, three, four, five, six, anticipating that each second of silence now will mean one cane stripe later, I shudder. To me, it feels like he's building my terror, holding back so that I can conjure most of the fear inside my head. That's the efficient way to punish someone. Let them do the work themselves. Like making them braid the tails on a flogger they'll be beaten with, or insisting they carve their name laboriously onto a wooden paddle with which they'll later get spanked. He lets me build and build the terror in my head, so when it comes time to punish me, all he has to do is wield the whip. When he approaches me, I'm ready to feel the biting sting of his hand, or the tors, or the cane. But instead I get his voice. He shouts, "Who on earth do you think you are, young lady?" The unexpected fury comes on all of a sudden, and by the end of the sentence he's standing right next to me, face twisted and angry as he spits red rage into my ear. I physically cringe away from him, at the same time as my body responds far too eagerly. I can feel my cunt twitch and the telltale gush of fluid into my knickers. He pauses for a tiny moment. The way he barked so angrily took me by surprise, and he wants to give me a chance to opt out and use my safe word. But I don't. "If you ever disrupt my class like that again, I will thrash you until you can't sit down for a week. Do you understand?" I nod eagerly, and he grabs me by the wrist, dragging me across the room so he can bend me over the arm of the sofa. Everything's happening so fast now, much more quickly than the calm, measured beatings that he gave out to my fellow students. I feel like a lucky girl. The long anticipation followed by a hurricane of rage is so much closer tailored to what I like than the steady cracks of a regimented beating. One, two, three, four, five, six. With me, he picks up the strap and lashes at me with passion and energy, playing well the part of a man who's so angry he can't hold back. He uses one hand to rip down my knickers, rather than ordering me to lower them slowly as the others have been told to, swinging his arm and beating stripes into me as I bite my lip to stop from yelping. The time it took for this to come makes it all the sweeter now it's here, and I have to try not to smile as he beats me, because I don't want to ruin the game. When he's done, and I am red and sore and happy, he dismisses me with a curt, "Good girl." I wonder how this man knows me so well. And I hope that next time he'll punish me with his cock. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn. Some of it is a bit less teasing than that, and we do actually get to fuck, at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet. And because I keep trying to do little DVD extra bits of commentary here, I will tell you that, sadly, I didn't actually ever get to fuck this guy. This was the only time I ever met him, I think. At least this was the only time I ever got to play with him, which was a bit of a shame, but that's okay. Plenty more fish in the pervy sea.